Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What's up and welcome again to the Beerable Dad. Hopefully everybody is doing well today. I've been thinking of just like some different ideas on like what we should be covering, and like I thought like a general like a dad thing. Like I know every dad like enjoys drinking beer and such. Well, for the most part. Another thing that I have found with dads is that you just feel like more of a man when you smoke meat. I know how stupid that sounds, but try it. I got my own smoker. I got it about 3 or 4 years ago. It's a Bradley puck feed. And, like, they're okay, but there's definitely better smokers out there. Like, the Traegers are really nice. They're a big brand smoker. But you're looking at, like, upwards of thousands of dollars for the high-end models. And there's also Pit Boss makes a really nice smoker. I believe they're a bit cheaper too. They're a nice entry level smoker. There's lots of different ones to go. There's charcoal smoking. There's brick smoking. There's a bunch of different stuff. You could pick whichever one you want, really. I think the result is the same. The flavor might be a little different because, hey, everybody likes to their meat smoked differently. There's different ways of doing it. There's indirect cooking. There's direct cooking. Like you can do a bunch of stuff. I really enjoy smoking pork loin. I find like pork smokes really nicely. It's like one of those things you can pull out and like kind of be like, you can throw it at another dad. It's a dad flex for sure. What did you have? I smoked a brisket. No big deal. Do you want to try a piece? I'll send you over a piece. I'll even drop it off at your house. Right? It's a dad flex for sure. And then when the other dad's like, man, Jesus, that tastes so good. You're like, yep, it sure did. I like that about just like my friends, at least. I like that it's, there's always like a little friendly competition. It's not really a competition, and nobody will ever say it's a competition, but it's kind of a friendly competition between dads. Like a dad will get a boat, and then another dad will be like, oh man, like, hey, honey, you know, I've been really thinking, you know what the family really needs is a boat. It's funny. It's, you almost try and one up another dad, but like you don't do it on purpose. And I've always found that really funny, and that's what I really found about smoking meat. Like, it's always like, who can make the better smoked meat, who comes up with the better brine? It's all on like how far you want to take it, right? Like, there's books on books of the best recipes for smoked meat. The thing that I don't like, though, is that that's somebody else's recipe. I like having my own. I don't know how long ago. It was probably a year ago. I made ribs. They were pork ribs. I smoked them in my smoker, and they were amazing. And what I did was I used, like, you know, the bottles of, what the heck do you call it? It's whatever it's called, the air water thing. And you get the little bottles of like syrup, and then you put it in, it carbonates it. But I use some of the root beer flavor from that, and like brown sugar and like whatever else, other seasonings. And you know what? That was probably like one of the best ones I've ever made. It just turned out perfect. And it had like that nice root beery taste. Yeah, it was super. It was neat. I really enjoyed it. I think that it's like a dad's like trade thing. Like, oh, you know, Bruce makes a really good pork roast. or even like Dan. Dan can sure make some ribs. Like, that's just one thing that, I don't know, I think is great as a dad. Like, you can have that friend. You're like, man, like, oh, Wayne's going to make wings. Because Wayne's wings are amazing. Like, you can set up a whole, like, little thing with you and your buddies. And, like, each person brings something else. And then you got, like, the one guy that's like, he might not be a dad. He's that single guy. And he just bought, like, 3-bean dip. And that's fine, too, if you're single, I guess. But for the other dads, like, they got to make one thing. And I even find that, like, with my kids. Like, I have things that I make that my kids enjoy more when I make it than when my wife makes it. One thing, like, spaghetti. Don't let my wife hear it, but my kids are not a fan of my wife's spaghetti. But dad's spaghetti, they eat that up. They just love it. And I'm sure that every dad has that, where they make one thing that's way better than their wife, I guess. And like I said, it goes hand in hand with smoking meat. Like, you make something better than the other dads, for sure. And the other dads will know. They'll be like, oh yeah. They'll go over to a buddy's house. They're like, yeah, no, I was over at Bill's house, and man, I've never tasted brisket that good. It's a weird community of, like, dad flexes and stuff. And I'm sure if you're a new dad and you're just hearing this, just wait, it will happen. You'll like, it happens with, like, the weirdest stuff too. You'll be like, oh yeah, see my minivan? And the other dad will be like, oh yeah, you got a minivan, that's great. He's like, yeah, but it has a DVD player in it for the kids, and I control it off my phone, whatever it is. But it's your little dad flex, and you can do it. And I think that every dad should do it, because it's just a win. It's just a good, wholehearted, nobody's going to try and be mean about it. But you get your little head nod, I guess you could say it, or pat on the back. So yeah, it was just a thought I had about, like, just different dad things that you get into and you don't really know what you're getting into, and then you do, and it's like, this is great. It's like such a, like, dads are a big community, really. Like, I have found that over the years, like I said, my boy's 11, my little girl's 8. Over the years, like, you get to know some of the other dads, and it's just, you get a repertoire with them. Like, I met two dads this year who, was it this year? Yeah, it must have been this year. But they I never really talked to them. They're neighbors. They're like a few doors down from where I live. And we got into the habit of the contractor I had that did some work for me. His father was a big Montreal fan, Montreal Canadiens fan. And we like bonded over messing with him because we, all of us weren't Montreal fans. So it's just a big community. And like, now, like, I talk to them whenever I see them. I'm like, oh, hey man, how's it going? How's things? Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a cool dad thing that'll happen eventually for you. If, no matter where you are, I think, you, like, not even, you don't even have to, like, put yourself out there if you're not, like, a social dad, but you'll find commonality between dads. I have a bunch of friends with a bunch of different things that we talk about and stuff. I have a friend that's really big into video games and stuff, like I am. There's other dads that are into smoking meat, like I said. There's other dads that are into hockey that I can talk with. Carpentry. There's dads that like carpentry. It's just finding common ground, right? You end up picking up like a collection of different things that you can talk about, I guess. Like movies or games or, like I said, any of that stuff. Meat, woodworking, camping, hunting, fishing. If you live in the city, like cars maybe. There's always car dads. There's always something that you can find commonality between. people. And it helps me. I'm not like a, everybody's like, oh, you're a super social guy, but I'm not. I'm not a very, like, I'm not that social. I don't know how to explain it. I'm fine around, I'm good around people, but I'd rather be at home, if that makes sense. I'm not a big, yeah, it's strange. Some people might find that very shocking about me. Yeah, I'm not a big people person. Like, it's hard to explain. I'm a people person, but I don't like being around people, if that makes sense. I just get, it's weird. Let's go with that. Anyways, moving on to another subject. Something that I've picked up recently is a new video game called Forza Horizons 5. And if you're a dad and you have access to an Xbox or a PlayStation 5, I think it's even on computer. But man, you should check it out. That game is so beautiful. There are, yeah, there's got to be close to 500 cars in there. There's a lot. The game is beautiful. Like I said, you traverse across Mexico, I think it is. And like, I'm just saying this because I don't like I play games, but I don't play them like this one often. I know that one just came out. The Halo multiplayer is just out, and like I'm excited to play the new Halo just because when I was a kid, which sounds really crazy, that Halo was like the first, like it was one of the big games when I was a teenager. Well, not a kid, yeah, a teenager, like 12, I would say 13. It was huge. It was Halo, and I'm excited about that. But this is just like something that kind of caught me off guard because I'm not usually a car kind of racing guy when it comes to video games. It's just really relaxing. You just kind of cruise around, enjoy. Yeah, you just cruise around and don't worry about much. Yeah, you let drift away. Like I raced like an 18 minute race yesterday. I was just sitting there just relaxing. It was great. I like where you can kind of like escape. And like I said before, that's kind of like how I find like smoking meat. Like I can go outside, I can turn on my smoker, I can get it all set up, depending on the time, have a drink, go out, say around 1, have a beer, sit around the smoker, check the temperatures, just like get away from the kids sometimes. you need that little mental break sometimes. I just go out there, or like you just want to have a beer, relax for 5. I guess that's the same as a mental break. But yeah, I really like doing that. I think every dad needs a little bit of a getaway from, not from life, but just from like some of the nuances of life, I guess. Like I play fantasy sports. I in my last episode, I think we talked about that a bit. It's a 5-minute escape, right? I do the podcast. There you go. There's a 5-minute escape. It's a bit longer, but after I'm done recording, I can like sit and hang out with my kids or whatever. It's fine. Sometimes you just need a little break, and it should be fine. Like, no, I don't think, like, my wife doesn't get mad at me. She knows that I like to have my own time sometimes. So yeah, you just kind of get away, even a couple minutes. So go to the shop, 2 minutes, play games for an hour. That's great. Yeah, I really value that time. And the older I get, I think I value it more in ways. But in other ways, I also think, like, man, I could be spending more time with my kids because they're getting older, and that's happening, whether I like it or not, whether I pay attention or not, or what happens. They're gonna be older at some point, and then they're not gonna want to be around much. It's a sad thought as a dad that your little children are growing and they're gonna be adults soon. At least it is for me. Maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe it's like a, and it, I don't mean to say that it's not a good thing, but I mean to say that, like, I'm like, I look at little pictures of my son when he was little, or my daughter when she was just a baby, and now I look at it and I go, man, like, where did that time go? Like, every dad that has older kids will tell you, like, it just flew by. Or your parents will tell you, oh, you won't realize how quickly it goes. And it really does go that quickly, I think. Like, it's shocking how quickly it goes. Especially with Facebook now, I find that Facebook really, it doesn't make it worse, but you get the memories that pop up, the Facebook memories or Meta, whatever the hell it is now. You get those memories that pop up on your Facebook of, like, pictures you've posted, and, like, there was one of my little girl that popped up, and, like, it definitely got to me. Like, I kind of choked up a bit, and she was just, she was so little at the time. And now I look at her and she, like, you see her becoming more mature, and you see her, she doesn't have such a baby talk anymore. And at the time, you don't notice that baby talk. You don't notice how sweet she sounds. And then time passes and it really hits you. At least it has for me. It's not a bad thing, though. It's good. You don't realize it until you see it happening before you. I have another friend who just had twins, and, like, they're little, like, they're just in the phases of, like, they're giggling and stuff like that. And I told him the other day, I was like, man, I was like, you don't understand how awesome that is at the time. And, like, they might do it once in a while and you might be like, oh, okay, whatever, after so many times. But then you'll look back on it and be like, oh man, I wish I could have those babies back where they were little. And they, like, not saying that they don't love me now, but, like, I feel like you were their sole provider. You made them, you did everything for them. And then they get older and then you're not doing everything for them. And it's kind of a reality check. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess this is a little bit more of a, like, deeper podcast. So anyways, moving on to the dad joke of the day. And we are going to go with, what is a computer's favorite snack? Computer chips. Now it's on to the beer review.
How about a beer?
So today we have Wizard's Revenge, Strawberry Milkshake, Strong Beer IPA. This is from New Level Brewing. Ingredients: watered yeast, lactose, wheat, barley, hops, strawberries, and coconut. Oh, that sounds interesting. These guys are based in Calgary, Alberta. The can is pretty freaking awesome, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's got a wizard on it. He's holding, like, an apple or something. He's like brewing something. It's pink and black. Really cool design, I must say. Like, can presentation, I would say it's a solid 8, maybe a 9 even. So yeah. Anyways, we're gonna try and get a nice crack on this bad boy. A sweet one. It smells strawberry. Okay, we're gonna go in. We're gonna have a first sip. Another thing I thought I'd mention, it's a 7% alcohol, so it is a strong beer. But yeah, let's dabble. Whew, that's a interesting taste. Yeah, I don't know. That's I've never had that. I guess that's how all IPAs taste. They're a bit hoppy. Maybe that's it. Okay, so we're going to do some internet research. We're going to find out what an IPA is. So, and if you already know this, hey, that's great. I don't. So, an IPA is an Indian Pale Ale. Okay, so it's a hoppy beer style. Yeah, it doesn't really say much about what a strong IPA is. I'm assuming that it's just like it's a stronger of the different IPAs. Yeah, it's a craft beer for sure. I'm gonna go in for another drink. Man, that's strange. It's one of those beers that the more you drink, the better it tastes, I think. Which is strange because I'm not used to that. Yeah, I like that. That's it's not a beer I would drink every day. Like, I probably wouldn't have, like, a bunch of these. Yeah, like I said, it's really strange. Like, you take a drink. Like, the first drink was a little strong. Second drink was much better. It has a nice, smooth taste. You can definitely taste the strawberry. One sec, I got a burp. Burp cam. Ugh. That was a good one. I'm going to head to their website and just see if there's any write-up on it. And their website is www.newlevelbrewing. Oh, wait, we're going down. Okay, here we go. Wizard's Revenge Strawberry Milkshake IPA. The perfect beer for people who claim to hate IPAs or just craft beers in general. The lactose and oats give Wizard's Revenge a thick body and sweetness as it balances out the bitterness of the hops. Heaps of real strawberries are added during boiling and conditioning to provide genuine fruit flavor and aroma. Loaded with fruity hops and aggressively dry hopped, the beer still retains its IPA status. So yeah, it's a nice beer. Like I said, I don't think I would like buy it often, but I do like it. The site is really nice too. It's got even a food pairing. It says the sweetness of Wizard's Revenge makes it a perfect brunch beer. Try pairing it with chicken or waffles, or go sweet on sweet and pair it with a dessert like custard. Well, that sounds good. Fun fact, no one knows exactly whom the wizard is seeking as a revenge. All we know is that revenge is sweet. Oh, well, that's kind of pretty awesome, actually. Like, they have a bunch of the wizard. So they got wizard location, wizard revenge, reaper's choice, berserker. Yeah, they got a bunch of different kinds of beers. Their website's really nice, though, I must say. Yeah, they got some really nice merchandise as well. They got nice hats. And I'm going to start doing like a little thing about like their merchandise and stuff. Like, because honestly, a lot of these places have like really nice merchandise. Like the Nine Locks Watermelon Blonde they have really great merchandise too. So like when I'll make sure to put in the notes or whatever to go check out their website. Yeah, please do go check it out. They like, it's really nice stuff, and like I find that you get cooler stuff at the more not so popular brands. So anyways, Wizard's Revenge Strawberry Milkshake IPA, I'm gonna give it a 7. I like it. I'm not an IPA guy, I guess. It's a fine beer. It's got good flavor. Its presentation is great. Go check it out. If you're an IPA person, you might really enjoy this, Wizard's Revenge. It's just, I don't know if I really like the IPA. I need to try more. We're working on this, slowly but surely. Like I keep saying every time, hey, if you guys know more stuff about beer that I need to know, write into the podcast. I believe we have a Facebook page now. And I'm going to try and post, like, updates on it and just of like the podcast and stuff. And then if you want to go there and you want to like send me a message, hey, that works great. Yeah, I really appreciate any feedback that comes through. So anyways, for the Beerable Dad, stay beerable.